It's time now for the Weekly Dish. Our host, Jennifer Chandler, brings you culinary tips for good cooking and even better eating.
October is National Apple Month. Most people think of apples only for snacks or desserts, but I'm here to tell you they are also wonderful in savory dishes. Toss thinly sliced crisp apples with your favorite salad. Saute apples with some fresh herbs for a tasty compote to garnish your pork chops, or use them to top a pizza. Okay, I know what you're thinking. Pizza? A thin crust pizza topped with roasted chicken, caramelized onions, and mozzarella cheese is elevated by the addition of thinly sliced tart apples. It's the perfect marriage of sweet and savory in every bite. The caramelized onions give the pizza lots of flavor, and the apples provide a nice hint of sweetness that you wouldn't normally expect. When using apples in savory dishes, I recommend Granny Smith apples. Their crisp tart flavor is sweet, but not too sweet. Also, their texture holds up better than some apple varieties when cooked. When buying apples, feel for any bruises or soft spots. You don't want these. Also, consider giving the apple a gentle squeeze. If you feel a lot of give, that apple is probably old. Apples will keep longer when stored chilled. Keep them in the crisper drawer until ready to eat or use. And don't forget that old adage, one bad apple rots the whole bunch. Apples give off a lot of ethylene gas, so just one bruised and rotting apple will give off enough to swiftly rot the others. But know that bruised apples still taste delicious. If you have any bruises or soft spots on an apple, set it aside for eating. Just don't store it with the other apples. If you are cutting up and cooking these apples, no one will know that they weren't perfect to begin with. This is Jennifer Chandler with The Weekly Dish. Bon Appetit!
Author Jennifer Chandler's latest book is called The Southern Pantry Cookbook. For this week's recipes and more, visit WKNOFM.org.